Blog Talk Radio.
Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana, your intuitive psychic empath.
Hey everyone, it's me, Christiana. Welcome to my show. Here's a little bit about myself and what I can offer you. I am mainly intuitive and clairaudient. Clairaudient means I receive messages from spirit through hearing. Sometimes it's like someone's talking to me, and other times it's an inner voice. My tools of choice are the pendulum, tarot, runes, and oracle cards. I use whatever I'm drawn to pertaining to each client. I've been doing readings for people on and off for the past, well, it's been over 11 years, probably like 13, 14 years. I am highly accurate, but please keep in mind that I'm not perfect and bound to sometimes make mistakes. Let's see. I am an empath as well and absorb feelings of others and their energy, so I'm able to pick up your energy just by hearing your voice. I look forward to working with all of you. Today I am asking for donations. If you can't pay, I understand, but if you can donate, please send in a donation. I am just doing one question per person today. Today I'm doing free mini readings. No health, pregnancy, legal, or time frame questions. Sometimes I'll do like a general time frame, but I don't really like A, I'm not really going to be giving time frames at all. Again, no health, pregnancy, legal, or time frame questions, and one question per person. So I'm just going to jump right in to the callers. I don't have more than three callers today, so each person will get a little bit more time. All right, first caller, 415, area code.
Hi.
Hello.
Thanks for taking my call.
Hello.
This is Jessica.
What's
from New Jersey.
What's your question for me today?
I have been really moving forward quite assertively with going after, I guess, like pitching my services towards like writing for a couple publications, and then like doing some trainings for the police. And I ran into like maybe a little bit of weird energy today, and I'm not really sure what to do because I can't keep sending emails, and I don't know really what the guidance is because I don't feel like just waiting. I don't feel like focusing on something else. It feels like the energy is still strong to keep pursuing these avenues. But yet, I mean, how many emails are you going to really send somebody? I'm not going to keep doing that. So just any guidance you have coming through.
Okay. One second while I shuffle the card.
Great. Thanks.
Okay. I'm going to draw three cards. Two, three. Okay, so the cards are telling me that you have another option that would probably be a better choice. Do you know what that option is? Or that maybe in your mind it's probably not the better choice, but, you know, you do have other options right now.
Okay.
Do you have any idea what that would be?
Well, the thought did come to me, I don't know, maybe it was this morning, that maybe I would approach doing some trainings for like marketing companies or PR companies. Maybe that's the focus in addition, but I already put so much energy in these other avenues, you know? I mean, I could do everything. I mean, there's no limit to that, but then I'm in a cycle of constantly pursuing, you know? I want to get, receive.
Yeah. It's my other card says that you're getting caught up in fear and worry, and that's something that you need to release. And to the third card says it's telling you to take immediate action, which that's what you're doing, a challenge you can successfully manage. So it's just saying that there are other avenues, but you can definitely still pursue what you're doing. And as far as someone responding to one of your emails, I'm not really seeing someone responding soon. So, I mean, is there a way you can, like, physically show up and, you know, ask what's going on? Or would that be,
Yeah, if there's an opportunity, I mean, I definitely have been thinking that I would like an opportunity to, sooner or later, I think there will be an opportunity for me to be seeing some of these people in person,
mm-hmm.
so I could pursue that then, but...
yeah, I think that's what I keep getting, is that it would be better if... I think it would be better if you waited for that opportunity to where you could actually pursue things with people in person rather than just sending an email, because I don't see anybody responding anytime soon to any of those emails. So I definitely think something's going to come up where you can meet someone in person and discuss things.
Yeah.
I also pulled another card that's telling you to release. So, for some reason, when we release things and our worry and our concern about things, it opens the door for new opportunities. And it's saying that it's time to move on. So, maybe just try to rearrange things and... rather than holding on to that one goal that you had, maybe tweak it a little bit so it's more attainable for you.
Yeah, you know what, I think today, just in speaking with you, I'm just sort of, it's just sort of, because it's been on my mind all day, because the energy has felt a little bit weird, and I do realize that the message is just to let it go right now. I mean, it doesn't have to be forever, but just to like let it go, that I planted the seeds and let them grow, let them do whatever. And a lot of the things that I'm pursuing, it feels like I'm not sure if these people really understand. I don't think they're on the same wavelength as me yet, because people are on like different levels of consciousness these days, like very extreme levels of different levels. So mm-hmm. I don't think that some of them, I've been questioning, like, if they're even understanding. So I guess I have to release the fear about, okay, now you have to go pursue this other industry. I have to release that ego, maybe annoyance of like, oh, well, I didn't get my goodies over here yet, and now I have to go over here and do some work in this new area. But
yeah.
Maybe I don't make
a
it such a deal.
The ego part.
Maybe I don't put so much energy into like this new round of pitching, and I just get some contacts, send some emails, and just let it be rather than pursuing it like I was with these other people. So it's not so emotionally, I'm not so emotionally invested. I think that's probably what I need to do now.
Being very intuitive yourself. So I definitely think that you're on the right track.
Yeah, I
try
have to let go of
try
those
to take
old fears of like, I agree, of like the old fears of like I do all this work, because I hear my like little sad, sorry person inside of me, like my little child of like I do all this work and I don't get anything, and I realize like that I'm bumping up against that and I have to just let that go. Like I can't live like that anymore, even though the scenario kind of looks familiar. I have to
Are you an
have
entrepreneur?
Me talk about it. What'd you say?
Are you an entrepreneur?
Yeah.
Yeah, it can be really difficult at times. So I definitely understand where you're coming from with that. I've felt that myself many times. But, you know, if it's something that you're passionate about and you love, I just keep going for it. Just try to find ways to work smarter, you know, do things more effectively, and sometimes just let go. Something about letting
like
you let go.
That's the message that I keep getting here just in speaking with you. I have to just like, again, just like not be emotionally involved. Like I was a little bit too emotionally involved in this like last round. So it's like, just do it again, go through it mechanically and you'll score. So, okay, I'm good. I want to just like stay in this space.
Okay.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you
very much.
For calling. Take care.
All right.
Okay, the next call, 951 area code.
Hi, it's Nathaniel calling from California.
Hey, Nathaniel. What is your question for me today?
Well, I wanted to see if you see a love coming into my life.
Love interest? Okay.
And would it be good or bad?
Okay, one second while I shuffle the cards. Okay, so I pulled three cards. Excuse me. The first card is the new love card. So that's just, it's talking about a new love that, have you recently been in a relationship with someone?
Not really, no.
Oh.
What?
For some reason, I keep getting the feeling that, I could be wrong there. Anyways, it's talking about a new love. Someone new could definitely be coming into your life soon. And it might be someone you already know. It's either someone you know in this life or it was a past life that you knew them. Huh? Like I'm definitely feeling a connection already between you and this other person.
What are the next two cards?
Oh, the next two cards?
It
says to stay optimistic about your love life. Positive thinking.
Pardon me?
And faithful. Stay optimistic about your love life.
Oh.
Positive thinking and faith will bring you romance. And then I got the getting to know each other card. So that's just telling me that when you meet this person, of course, you know, of course you'll be getting to know each other, but you'll be revealing your innermost self to each other and your bond will deepen. There will be attraction between the two of you. It also says you attract romantic love by enjoying this moment fully. And then I got the commitment card. So it's definitely going to be a relationship that is a committed relationship. And that doesn't always necessarily mean marriage, but it could, you know, it's, what's the word? Likely that you could get married, but it's definitely, I just say it's the commitment card. It's also saying that there are some issues with finances. That's going to be an issue in your love life.
So that be mine or hers? Would it be both of ours? Or?
I think it's more on your end.
Uh-huh.
And it's time for you to really go on a retreat, even if it's just, you know, it doesn't have to be like an expensive retreat. It could just be going to the park and just unplugging from the world and, you know, social media. And I don't know if you're really into social media, but just unplugging from the world, you know, and just being with nature. And it's also, the cards are saying to let go of the need to control situation, like your love life. And when you let go, it's when things happen, when that you want to happen, when your goals manifest. It says to allow the situation to unfold naturally. And I got the trust card. When you do get in this relationship, trust that this person has your back and is a trustworthy person. There's someone that you can talk to, someone you can have heart-to-heart conversations with, and they are definitely worth waiting for. Divine timing is at work in your love life. Do you have any questions about that reading?
No, I guess it sounds good.
You've been waiting for a while, huh?
Do you know how soon it might be, or probably not?
No, I'm not really doing time frames.
Yeah.
I just find that people sometimes get hung up on the time frame, and if it doesn't happen at exactly a certain date, then they get upset. So I try to not do time frames.
Okay.
But that was your reading for today, and I hope it helped provide some insight. And I wish you well in your love life. I know you've been waiting for a while to meet someone, and I hope you do meet that person soon.
All right. Well, thank you. Have a good day.
All right. Well, thanks for calling. 917 area code.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, who's calling and what is your question for me today?
My name is Ashiel, and my question is also love. I'm single, so I'm trying to see if anybody coming to my life.
Okay. Let me shuffle the cards. One second. Okay, so I pulled three cards here for you, for starters. It's saying, the cards are saying that this person is worth waiting for. It might seem like, excuse me, it might seem like you've been waiting forever, but just hang in there because they're worth waiting for. Be aware of people that you feel in your gut aren't being completely honest with you. Those are red flags. Those are people to avoid, because I'm getting in the car, they're telling me that there's going to be some people that come along and they're going to act great, but they might be deceptive. So just keep listen to your intuition. Because some of them are not trustworthy. Okay. And it's also saying that you need to flirt and extend your lighthearted energy to others. And you will be meeting someone. You'll have, like, it's not like a honeymoon, like after a wedding, but the honeymoon period where it's going to be really romantic and loving and romantic. And it just says, enjoy the bliss of holiday time together. It's also saying this could be the one. And you might already know the person that, you might already have met this person. Do you have any idea who it could possibly be?
No, I don't. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
I
see a lot of people sometimes, you know, walking down the street, I say hello, they smile, but I don't know what that is. You know what I mean? So.
Oh, yeah. That could be a past reading. It could be a past life connection. Often we meet people that we have past life connections with. And also, the cards are saying to forgive and learn from your past. As you release and heal the past, you experience more love in your present moment. So, like a romantic relationship, definitely release and forgive things from the past. Also, this relationship that you're going to be entering is a very passionate relationship, and it says, allow your heart and soul to sing with joy. Also, try to keep an open mind in the relationship. Your soulmate may differ from your usual type and expectations. Do you have any questions about your reading? Any clarification you may need?
I was just trying to digest what you told me. The intuition part, yes, I do notice a lot of times people, you know, because a lot of people like find me attractive, but a lot of times my intuition just it kicks in, it tells me no. So you saying that, it showed me that I'm on the right track. You know what I mean? Because I told myself I'm not going to settle because I don't have anybody. So when I meet somebody, you know, just the feeling that I get, if I feel like it's negative, I just let it go.
Yeah, that's really good that you're doing that you're trusting your intuition.
I mean, it gets very lonely, though, I'll be honest with you, because it's frustrating because you have these people attracted to you, but you can't find someone to connect with. So I just, you know, I just follow my intuition. I just go with it. Okay. Not a time yet, you know?
Well, it will happen when the timing is right. And I know it seems like it can take forever sometimes, but It'll happen. Do you keep putting yourself out there?
One thing you said about the past, right? You know, because in the past, you know, I had bad relationships. So I kind of, you know, I'm not in contact with those people anymore, you know, and I thought I forgave them, but somehow maybe whatever the energy is still around me, how do I get rid of it if I'm not conscious of it? You know what I mean? I'm trying to figure out.
I was just feeling that there might be some things that you haven't released. Maybe it's something you want to kind of review and go over, you know, when you have some alone time, and see if there's anything that you haven't released from past relationships that you haven't forgiven.
Okay. So how do you forgive that? Just let it go, say I forgive you through the person? You know,
you don't have to call them up. I mean, you can.
No, but I mean, spiritually, just say to myself, like in a prayer mode or whatever, meditation for.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that would definitely, I think, help you out.
Okay.
All right. That was your reading for today. I hope it brought some insight into your life.
Yeah, thank you. That was very helpful. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for calling. Take care.
Thank you.
Okay, next caller is 631 area code.
Oh, hi. This is Suzanne. Thanks for taking my phone call. I just applied for two jobs today. Do you see me getting one for September when school starts? School starts September 2nd.
Yeah. 1 second. I have to shuffle my cards real quick.
Okay.
Okay, so I drew three cards for you for starters, and are you single?
I am.
Okay, it's talking about a new love that's going to be coming into your life, because I pulled the Lover's card.
Oh, wow. I'm meeting a person for the first time on Wednesday, and we've been talking all week. He sounds nice.
Yeah, it says that it'll be a true love that's long-lasting. Choices made from the heart and a return to good health. Then I pulled the five of... That was the Lover's card. And now I pulled the Five of Autumn card. It's talking about reaching out to others for assistance, that right now is poor timing for a career change. Feeling challenged by money.
Yeah, school starts September 2nd, so the places are hiring, so.
Mm. Yeah, and you're probably feeling challenged by money issues.
Well,
too.
I'm working right now. I just don't like the job.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm getting that this job in September it'll be, 1 second. It'll be okay for a little while, but it's probably something that you're going to want to change eventually.
No, the next job I get, I want to get till I retire. I can't keep changing jobs. I'm a bus monitor now, but I want to be a teacher aide and just stay till I retire.
Okay. Well, if you know what you want, then go with.
Yeah, I just wondered
if
you saw one of the schools calling soon for an interview.
Yeah, I do think you will get a job at a school.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what location you live in, but I'm seeing some pine trees.
Oh my God! I live right on my whole apartment complex is full of pine trees.
Oh, well, the pine trees I thought were by the school, so it's probably something that's close to home.
That's the one I really want. I just called on the phone today, and I applied online, and I'm even going to go down there on Wednesday and apply on, you know, on paper instead of just online. And then the other one is the school that I used to work at, and I called them. I emailed them today. They said they didn't have anything, but they were going to forward my applications to personnel. So it's either those two.
Yeah, I think it's definitely going to be the one that's close to home.
Oh, that's great. I just hope that they call soon because the bus run, I got to pick in about 2 weeks, like what bus run I want to do as a monitor, you know, where I want to go and stuff. And I want to get the job before I have to do that.
Oh, yeah. I think everything's going to work out just fine for you. I'm hoping that things will manifest the way that you want them to. It's looking good as far as from what I can see.
Yeah, I'm hoping that I can go down there Wednesday and that I get a call next week to interview. That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah, I definitely think you will get the job.
Good.
I also pulled a Queen of Winter card. Strong, patient, self-sufficient, and funny. It's telling you to let go of people or things that no longer serve you. Now is the time to focus on your career. And it's talking about...
And love life.
Or... Well...
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm going to concentrate on my love life most, then the career and my son, and then a couple of friends I can just say bye-bye to.
Yeah. Okay, well, you know, you're very intuitive also, so, you know.
Yes, I am.
You seem to know what you want, and definitely go for what you want. I think things will work out for you just fine.
All right, thank you so much.
Thanks for calling. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Next caller, 530 area code.
Hello.
Hi, who's calling and what is your question for me today?
Hi, my name is Luca, and I am in the process of manifesting a move, and I'm simply just waiting on the people that are in there now to move out, and I'm wondering, do you see that happening for a September move?
Okay. Yes, I do believe that it's going to be happening in September, but maybe a few weeks into September.
I'm okay with that. And this move in general, does that look good for me?
I'm just trying to see. One second.
It's all good.
It does look like you're going to be happy and enjoying the scenery outdoors. I'm getting that you drink coffee. Do you drink coffee in the morning?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
So I see you, like, drinking, sipping on your coffee, looking out the window, like the kitchen window, outdoors.
Yes.
And just enjoying the scenery and being really happy where you're at. I get a real sense of joy and contentment.
Does the money stay regular?
It looks like it's going to be, like, you're going to be set. Yeah.
Okay, because I work from home, and so I just want to make...
You're going to be able to afford where you're at.
Perfect. Do I find love after this move? Is this all connected, this next phase moving starts a new chapter? Because I kind of feel that maybe.
Well, I usually just do one question per caller.
Oh, okay.
So I can pull a few cards and kind of see what the cards have to say just in general. But I can't really answer any more questions.
Okay, fair enough.
It would be unfair for other people. But I'll pull a few cards for you. So I can... Seems like I have butter fingers today.
Mm-hmm. And I appreciate
dropping
what you've done so far.
Thank you. Try to do my best.
You are.
Okay, so I have the Ten of Spring card. It's talking about that you're probably feeling a little weighted down by too many responsibilities, and to ask help and support from others. I'm getting also probably a little bit of isolation that you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
Princess of Autumn is the second card. So you're studious, responsible, cheerful, and mischievous. Happy news about your career, promotions, or scholarships. Well thought out plans that go perfectly, needing a little push to get going. So, what stands out to me is the well thought out plans that go perfectly, that your move will go really well and how you want it to go. Like you're manifesting your heart's desires.
Nice.
And then I got the Ace of Spring. As you know, it's time to take action. Be fearless and happily pursue your most treasured dreams. Again, we're talking about amazing career opportunities. So I don't know if you're... I don't know what's going on there with the job. Anything new?
Well, that's what I was asking you earlier, if you saw it set. So it looks like something's coming down the pipe, which I kind of feel. That's why I was like, I feel something else is connected to this move, and I didn't know if it was a relationship or more money.
Well, I'm definitely getting more money.
For sure. Okay. Not going to argue with that.
Okay. All right, well, I have 6 minutes left to the show, so I should jump to the next caller, but thank you for calling today.
You have a blessed afternoon.
You too. Next area code is 111. I only have 6 minutes, so I'll do my best in the time that I have left.
Hi again, my name is Lisa, Arizona, and thank you very much, and I'll make it quick, ma'am, for your time. I just have a question about a gentleman with the little R, if he has been able to understand, am I able to talk to him anytime soon, that he has calmed down and have understand my point of view, or he has come to an understanding that okay, I'm going to talk to her.
Okay. So you basically just want to know if he'll be understanding where you're coming from.
Got it.
Right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. I'm just shuffling cards real quick. Okay, I'm getting that there is some deception in the relationship, that he's not being completely honest with you about things. One second. And it's the cards are saying to let your friends help you. Ask for support from others. As far as him understanding you, I'm getting that he's quite a difficult person to deal with. And I don't think he's really going to be seeing things from your point of view. He seems very stubborn. And, like, it's hard to communicate with him. So it's probably something you want to reevaluate. Like, is it worth all the time and effort? Or is this someone that you really want to stick with? I mean, something to give some thought to. What do you think?
Got it. I'm gonna go through it. But do you see us communicating? Do you see him talking to me as you were doing that? Do you see him talking to me?
No, I don't. I don't think he's able to communicate properly. So I don't see that. Okay. Sorry.
Okay. Yes. I'm sorry. The energy is probably too strong. She is a bully. It's a real bully.
Oh. Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that.
Okay. Well, I need to keep trying. Go ahead.
It's kind of hard to hear what you're saying. You sound kind of muffled.
I in the past have been able to communicate with him. We had communication, but we had turbulence. So that's why I want to know if in the nearby future I am able to communicate with him. It's extremely important.
I think that you two will talk, but I don't see actual healthy communication. Like he'll really be able to understand your point of view and where you're coming from. I definitely think you two will talk, but I'm not seeing, like I said, like healthy communication on his end. And I know that's really hard to deal with. So
yeah,
I'm really sorry about that.
I understand. Well, thank you.
Okay, yeah, thank you for calling.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, take care. Okay, there's 60 seconds left, so I hate to leave the show on that note, but thank you, everyone, for calling in today. I always enjoy doing your readings. I will be on air again soon. All right, take care. Bye.